Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Toast and happy Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. That is right. It is. It is Friday. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you, the most unwell McClurdia that we've seen in a while.
Honestly, I don't even know if today, I'm not even hungover. I had like a cocktail and a half at dinner. This has just been like a difficult week on my body. I don't know why.
We did a lot this week. One, it was Halloween.
Toast-a-ween. We traveled. I was being an aunt. I'm just like not getting good sleep. I hate to be that girl, but I do have my period. Like, I'm just like, I'm really deceased. And what?
I hate for you to be that girl.
Like, it was important like to explain to people like why I'm feeling unwell. It's like, I'm on day two. Like, I'm not doing well.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Are you triggered?
No. I guess it's better on a podcast. And, like, people really know everything that's going on with us every day. So, like, that is, I guess,
They might as well know.
Germaine. Maybe my pet peeve only relates to, like, Instagram stories, you know?
Yeah.
When people, like, can't post to their Instagram stories. They're like, sorry, I've been MIA. Like,
I'm a period. Like, no, it's okay. But I felt like it was
necessary. We didn't notice.
It was necessary to drop it today.
I think because you were talking about the strains of the week.
The physical strains. Yeah. So, I have my period. So, just wanted everyone to know, like, yeah, I'm a period, so it's a crimson wave.
I'm feeling good-ish. We did have a fun night, which we'll discuss, but we're kind of like Freaky Friday right now.
Yes.
Because I'm dressed like Claudia. Actually, I copied her outfit. I saw you in a Boys Lie set.
I'm obsessed.
When you came to Florida over the summer, and I was like, I need that. It's so cute. And I finally got one that suits me, and Air Force Ones, of course. And I was wearing my hair in like your new 90s chignon, mm-hmm. but I saw myself on the monitor, and I don't think it was suiting me.
Let's talk about Boys Lie, because I have actually like a funny story.
Okay.
So I have like a personal...
Boys Lie is a brand. It's the brand that I'm wearing right now. It's at Revolve. I don't know where else it is.
I have like a personal policy. It actually, like, I get really bothered when PR packages show up to my house, when a brand like hasn't reached out, didn't mm-hmm. ask for my address. I don't know how they acquire my address. They obviously got it in some shady way. Like, it really bothers me.
Well, probably like they host a lot of brands and you gave it for a different brand. And so now they're going to use it for their other brands.
Well, like, one, I just feel like that's really wasteful. Like, how do you know I don't hate your stuff? You know what I mean?
Like, I'm not defending it.
So I have like a policy where I will not, if you send something to my house and I didn't give you my address, like, I will not post it and I probably won't wear it. But like, the Boys Lie stuff came in, like, it literally sat in a corner for a month, and then I opened it and I was like, damn, like, I literally need to wear this. And I became like obsessed with the brand, and I've posted them a million times, and like, I bought my own stuff. So that was like a break in my policy, but just generally, like, as a rule, I like that really bothers me.
I understand that, and I'm happy for you that you got some Boys Lie merch. I got mine.
And so if it weren't for that, yeah, right. No, and it's like low-key expensive. Like,
no, it's really expensive. I got two sets, but thankfully one of them actually didn't look good on me at all, so it wasn't a hard decision to send it back and save the coin. But this one suits me because, like, the top is long.
You look great.
Thank you. I'm feeling really cozy. I have so many errands to run today, so it wasn't going to be like a flats tight sort of day. But somebody woke up and said, what would Jackie O wear?
Well, the thing is, with our new remote setup, like, what I wear, like, is kind of irrelevant.
Yeah.
which is such a relief. I cannot tell you. But now we're in studio together and like the YouTube, like you can see our whole outfit. So I've been trying to like, you know, put a little bit of like my best foot forward. And today my best foot was wearing tights.
Yeah, no, I thought you would come in a Friday outfit because you are very, we've talked about this before. Like for me, I feel like Mondays I have the hardest time getting dressed and by Friday I figured it out. And that's why I sometimes look my best on Fridays. But for you, Monday, you put it all in there and then you wane throughout
slowly
the
week. Slowly lose steam.
And on Friday, it's no makeup and sweat.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, Claude, we'll be all casual today.
Calm down. Like I don't really do no makeup ever.
Sorry. Foundation, mascara, and sweats.
No, I do the same makeup. Like,
really?
Yeah, I never.
You don't have degrees?
No.
I don't have degrees.
No, I do the same face every day.
Got it.
My outfits, definitely, and my hair maybe, but my face never.
But your hair is beautiful. You like don't think so, but you feel like you need a blowout, but you don't. You have a natural, God-given blowout.
Well, also, I think I'm just like coming off of the high of like looking so stunning last night that I kind of wanted to like keep that energy to today.
Yeah, I feel that. Let's talk about last night because we kicked off holiday season, which I'm so glad.
Me too. I've done. It's like we were hearing Kelly Christmas. We were hearing Candy Cane Lane. Like,
I heard a new song, Ava Max Christmas song. Shazammed it.
We went to the Amazon holiday soiree, and of course, like there's so much I want to talk about because I also like need to drag someone to absolute filth. But I won't do it by name. It was influencer studded. Like you know us. Like we like so many influencers listen to the show. So like we're automatically friends with like a lot of them. And then there was like a bunch of different creators like from the Amazon influencer program who are toasters, and it was like so nice to meet everyone. And then there was just like other like big time celebs like Dixie D'Amelio was there. Any get a chance to chat with Dixie? Did you?
No,
but of course my lover Tyler C was there, which was really great because Ben wasn't there, and I hate when they're in
you
the
finally
same
finally had some alone time.
No, I hate when they're in the same room. It like makes me uncomfortable, you know. But then they did end up going to dinner together afterwards without me, so that was like kind of fucked up. But there was like a bunch of like big time influencers there, and we got to meet someone whom I don't think like, you know, it's like not your typical influencer NYC, like you don't like see them out and about. And we wanted to meet them. And so we went over to introduce ourselves, but mostly you, because like you're a big, you know.
I'm a big fan and I'm a big connoisseur of their work.
Yeah. And I can honestly.
We're not gonna name names.
No, but I can honestly say like in my 10 years of influencing, this person was probably the rudest person I've ever met.
Yeah, and I didn't want to meet, like, I like this person's work, but that doesn't mean, like, I want to meet them and be friends and or anything like that. Like, I actually would not have cared to not meet them. But, like, Claudia knew how much, like, I'm into them.
And we
them.
Were literally just talking about them at your house, like.
Right, so Claudia was like, my sister, like, loves
I'm
you.
I'm like, she loves you. She has all your XYZs. Like, she's just a huge fan. And I don't know if she like thought we worked for Amazon or were running the event or whatever. Even if we were working for Amazon, like you, that's how you talk to the people who hired you for an event.
Right. But we were behind the gift wrapping station. So.
Right. Because we were brought to the event station to be the gift wrappers.
To be the gift wrappers for charity.
So I was like, my sister, she like loves you. And Jackie's smiling. Like, we're so cute and nice and funny. And she literally ignores everything we said, like literally dismissed beyond, and goes, why was I booked for this event so last minute? And I'm like, and they're actually like, I honestly can't even, it was so weird that like, I actually don't remember.
And then we're all just like, she's like, did someone drop out? And then you guys had like, me come.
And we were like, I actually think we didn't say anything. We just stopped talking.
You said then, you were like, oh no, I got booked for this. I guess it was pretty last minute too.
Oh yeah, I thought she was like asking. I was like,
a fellow influencer.
Yeah, no, I was like, by the way, like, no, this was just like a week ago. Like things happen so fast. It's New York, baby.
Yeah.
And she was like, then she turned around and she was like going on. And I was like, you are fucking miserable. Like literally a misery. And you just would not expect that from the content. So the tea is hot.
So funny. And like, who cares if you were booked last minute? Like, you're here.
No, like, be grateful. Like, it's a fabulous party.
It's a fabulous party. There were so many great gifts. It actually was the perfect timed party for the Amazon gift guide, because now is when you should start ideating on gifts, buying gifts so that things aren't sold out, so that you're not worried about shipping. Like, let's get ahead of our gift giving.
No, and it was really like a fun event because like all the girlies were there. We got to see like Sophia Lescort, Girl Boss Town, Remy, everyone was there. It was just really, and then we got to meet other influencers in the wild who are toasters, which is just, it's so wonderful, you know, to like Serena P and newlyweds, Serena P and
Joe A.
Thank
so
you.
I guess she's Joe Serena A now.
She's Serena A.
Yeah.
She was like, oh my God, I love the podcast. I was like, what? It was just, it's just like fabulous when like everyone listens to your podcast, you know?
It is. And they were real. I don't think we met either of them before. They were so nice and sweet. and just like gorgeous married couple.
Gorgeous married couple. And it was a gorgeous event. It really was. And I'm tired, but I feel...
Yeah, I think we can sense that.
Yeah. It's coming through?
It's coming through.
Okay.
The camera.
I didn't really know how to finish a sentence, you know? Like, I feel, like, tired, but, like, I'm glad I'm tired because, like, it was worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's there should be a word for that.
It's, like, worth.
No, you know how in other languages, I feel like there's a lot of this in, like, Swedish. There's words that, like, we don't have for in, like, there's, like, these, feel something that, like, gives you, like, nostalgia. They're just words that don't translate. Same with Yiddish. That mm-hmm. don't translate to English words. They're, like, phrases or feelings.
Yiddish, yes.
So if anybody knows the Yiddish for I'm tired, but I'm glad that I'm tired because I spend my energy on something that I really enjoy.
Valuable.
If you know the Yiddish or the Swedish for that, please let us know.
Sound off in the comments.
That's like, you know, that trend of haggi. It's Swedish. It's like H-A-G-G-A-E.
What trend?
It's like a vibe. I know you think I'm like speaking
not
English.
No, what the fuck are you talking about?
Haggis. No, that's in a pudding. You guys know what I'm talking about. Like, everyone's gaslighting me.
No, you're trying to tell me about a trend. I tell you about the trends.
No, this is like a lifestyle trend. And I actually saw a book on it in the Swedish hag. It was in, like, Confessions of a... Hygge, H-Y-G-G-E, is a Danish and Norwegian word that describes a mood of coziness and comfortable conviviality with feelings of wellness and contentment. So it's like a vibe of, like, coziness.
I'm glad you found it.
Hygge. That's the thing. And everyone's, like, really big on it.
Everyone.
You should check it out.
Yeah, no, I'm planning on getting Hygge this weekend.
There was a book on Hygge in the home section at the Amazon event last night.
LOL. So it was really just fabulous. Two fabulous girls hitting New York City looking fabulous in our dresses from Amazon. And
links to shop everything in our stories.
I had a great time.
Had a great time. Truly.
Truly.
And now we kick off the birthday weekend.
Right. Oh my God. It was his 30th birthday.
Yep. That's
how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I can't even tell you how much I love New York as a tourist. Mm. And I've really been thinking about it. And if I wasn't from here, I know I said this before I moved. Remember we did that episode called Jackie in NYC mm-hmm. where I talked about like how I would think about New York, Gossip Girl, what I would do right. when I came. If I wasn't from this town, like I would be obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. And I think about like all the books that I read, like I'm obsessed with historical New York. So I would come here, I would go to Morgan Library, I would want to see the Plaza, like everything, all the history. And I love this city when I don't live here.
No, I feel that for you 100%.
Especially like this is the most gorgeous week.
Most gorgeous time of year. The leaves in the park are changing. It's not even cold, it's not even hot, it's perfection.
Like I have no regrets about moving. If anything, this makes me feel even better. It's like now I can have a good relationship with New York.
Yeah, you and New York can get back on
a good footing.
Yeah,
but it's so crazy because I'm sure if I grew up in like in the suburbs or in a small town my whole life, I would, and I was obsessed with New York, like because I am, I would want to move here so badly.
It would be like
and
your
I would
dream.
Move here after college and I would be obsessed with it. And then people would say, no, New York's going in the gutter. I would say never.
No, you'd be one of those.
It's so the grass is always greener. And now because I grew up in the city, I'm like, I just want nature and peace.
Yep. Yep. And that's what you have.
You always want what you don't have.
100%.
So just like realize that and then be happy where you are. Bloom where you're planted.
You can't always get what you want.
Bloom where you're planted.
Bloom where you're planted.
How do you feel about New York?
I feel like so amazing about New York. I feel so good.
You have Hygge?
Can we move on? Like, for real. I'm not okay.
What do you want to move on to?
The show.
This is the show.
No, like the show, the meat and potatoes.
This is my meat and potatoes. And I think that's where we have creative differences.
Oh my God, please not now. I'm really not okay. Like, for real.
You'll be fine.
I think I have an illness. Like, for real.
Yeah, it's called get a coffee.
I can't drink coffee.
Your efforts failed on Starbucks trends.
No, it's just like coffee, like it's like a fun little accoutrement, like it's an accessory to me at this point, but it's not like an energizing beverage for me.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've got a great show. We've got 5 stories, no TV recap. You know, a lot of people are starting conspiracy theories about us again because we haven't recapped Kardashians in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And people think there's like something going on.
No, this is what's going on. The last few episodes that I watched were not good enough for me to prioritize watching the next few. And whenever I have the time, which I have absolutely zero of, when I do get more time, I'm gonna watch The Crown. And then after that, I would watch Kardashians, but like to watch it week to week and like sit at the edge of my seat, like it just wasn't giving. And I forgot, I legit forgot about it.
100%. I, of course, the season began and I was like, ooh, episode, let me tune in.
And the first episode was amazing. It was maybe too good because everything else like gave nothing after that. It went back to being commercials.
And one thing about me, yeah, is like I am a Kardashian apologist through and through, blind loyal fan, but to a point. And honestly, like this season is bad.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean I don't love the girls as much as I do, but I have to at some point like start being honest with myself.
Yeah. And it would be good to watch like, you know, in the background on a Sunday as you're like doing something else to watch like episode after episode. But for me to like sit down at like 9 p.m., I have like 3 hours to myself in the evening. Mm-hmm. And that's not how I want to spend one of them.
No, it's really, it's not good. So that's why.
That's why. Also, I was going to say one more thing, but I don't want to upset you.
What?
I finished my book.
Oh, good.
The Princess Spy. It's nonfiction about a spy. I'll be really quick.
No, take your time. It's fine.
Yeah, and you can relax.
You know, just talk.
About this woman in World War II who was a spy for the USA in Madrid, and she did some covert missions. She wound up falling in love with a count over there.
What's her name, Luann?
The Countess of Romanov. This is a true story. And she went on to be like a fabulous lady, and she just passed away in 2017.
Rip, Countess.
Yeah, the best part about reading a nonfiction book is it feels it's like it's going by really slowly, and then at 60% you're done because the rest is like footnotes. So I thought I was gonna I thought I was just reading so slow because I was bored because it wasn't like the best read ever, but it was cute. Whatever. I have so many books I'm so excited to read, so I'll leave it at that, and I'll catch you up on them on Monday.
100%. Or you know, on the Redheads, the new episode just dropped yesterday. Jackie's podcast exclusively about books.
But I hadn't finished The Princess Spy before we recorded.
I guess the Redheaders will have to wait till next month.
Yeah, but by then I won't care. That's the problem. It's not a perfect system.
It's not. Maybe you should drop like weekly episodes on the Redheads, like just talking about like books you're reading. Like maybe like, solo apps.
Like a snackable.
Yeah.
I'll think about it. Thanks. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Now, without further ado from me and me alone, here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you embark on a wonderful weekend. Ta-da.
Ta-da. Today's episode is brought to you by the Match Dating app. Do you? Match, the dating app, is pretty hot and bothered about this topic. Understandably, it's a juicy one. Match believes the most important relationship is with yourself. So in a world where you can choose to do anything or do anyone, choose you first. Because dating someone who knows what they want and won't settle for less, that is sexy as hell. If you are over the people in your life who are just like not doing it for you when it comes to dating, here are some alternatives. Why don't you just be your own best friend with benefits? I don't really feel like you should be entering the dating space first until like you really are in love with yourself. Because in the words of RuPaul, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? But also like what's more attractive to someone than like someone who knows their worth and knows their value and is like content being alone? And Match really encourages people to do that before going out and onto the dating scene. So if you are sick of like taking people out to dinner and like listening to their boring stories, like take yourself out to dinner because you don't have to listen to anyone's stories. You could literally just scroll TikTok or read a book or just like sit and judge other people, which is one of my favorite activities to do, especially in New York.
Or just like look and pretend like you're in a music video.
Oh my God, that's my second favorite thing to do. Like I'm literally the star of a music video.
Sorry, I disrupted your
train. You did. So if you do you, you already know the best relationships show up when you show up for yourself first. There's never been a better time to try Match. You could download the Match app today. I know a million people who have had immense, major success on the Match dating app. I highly recommend it. They highly recommend it. And Match is just looking out for you, you know? And for that, we appreciate them. Today's episode is also brought to you by Verst. Skin is complicated, but skincare should not be. And that's where Verst comes in, with their clean, results-driven products at drugstore prices. From ethically sourced ingredients to recycled packaging, Verst products are developed for you, with you, and with our planet in mind. So I actually have been using Verst. When was the spritz brunch? So over the summer, because it was
May 2022.
So there was a girl there who was like telling me she does like skincare and beauty content. And I was like, well, what is like your number one product? Because your skin is amazing. She was like, when you take off your makeup, use a cleansing balm. And I love the one from Verst. It's like eucalyptus. And I ordered it at the brunch. And now I'm on like my third container of it. Makeup bombs are so in right now. And the one from Verth uses like really great ingredients. I wear waterproof mascara. I wear a lot of makeup and it comes off so well. And then I just fell down a rabbit hole of like Verth products. And now I'm definitely a Verth girly because their formulas are formulated to the highest standards in the world. They use safe, effective ingredients at skin-changing levels. Think retinol and vitamin C, but at a fraction of the cost of high-end skincare. All of Verst is cruelty-free, vegan, dermatology-tested, and sensitive skin-friendly. It is sustainable at the heart of everything that they do, from using post-consumer recycled materials in their packaging to maintaining a net-zero climate emission. Chances are you've seen Verst pop up on your TikTok or your Instagram feed. From the viral glass skin delivered by the instant resurfacing mask to their new gentle retinol body lotion that's already sold out 3 times, it is the brand clean beauty fans can't get enough of. You can visit VerstSkin.com/toast and use code toast at checkout for 10% off your purchase. That's VerstSkin, V-E-R-S-E-D, skin.com/toast and use code toast, T-O-A-S-T, at checkout for 10% off your purchase. That's VerstSkin, V-E-R-S-E-D, skin.com/toast, VerstSkin.com/toast. Code toast.
Love. I love the vacation eye under eye yes. gel. I use that on my skincare routine. And the lip oil, which I'm wearing right now with a little lip liner and lip oil.
Stunning.
New favorite combo.
Stunning.
First story, Nick Cannon is expecting baby number 11, his second with model Alyssa Scott. It's, quote, a miracle and a blessing. Nick Cannon is adding another baby to his brood. The actor is expecting his 11th baby, his second with Alyssa Scott. They share son Zen, who died at 5 months old in December 2021. On Thursday, Alyssa shared a series of intimate photos with Cannon from the pair's maternity shoot together. In the pictures, they are both naked in a bathtub as the musician cradles her baby bump, and she captioned it, "This is a miracle and a blessing."
I'm happy for her, you know, that she's pregnant again, a rainbow baby.
Do you see the photos?
No, I didn't show them to me.
Would you like to?
Kind of cute.
I kind of love them.
No, like obsessed. I thought it was going to be like tacky, but it's not.
Yeah, because they're like
naked. Yeah, naked in a bathtub.
Is a little weird. But the execution is really gorgeous.
No, it's giving art.
Yeah. And it's new. There are only so many ways to announce your pregnancy.
It's so true.
So many poses you can do. I've not seen this. I think they look amazing.
Yeah. Let's talk about, because obviously a child is a blessing. Happy for them. But this is his 11th child. And, you know, a lot of people are now weighing in because this is really kind of crazy. Weighing in that he has like a, what's it called? Like a kink for procreating.
Is that a thing?
Some psychologists on Instagram were saying that
I mean, psychologists will say anything about anything.
No, like, I know. But like, it is like a lot of kids.
It is a lot of kids. All I would wonder is like, what kind of father he is to the other 10.
Well, the thing is you know, when you have children with different women, you can really only give so much of your time to each family. Like, so it's just...
But maybe he is, you know?
But he's also like a person with a job. Like, there's really only so much time you can give to kids in different homes when you're also like a huge star.
Yeah.
So like, I think there are elements of it that are like, maybe it's like enough kids, for real. Because I think like 11 kids is way too much in... with one person, you know, it's like you can really only give so much of your time, love, and attention to 12 people, including your partner. Mm-hmm. So it's 11 kids and then the mothers. I don't know how many mothers there are. I think it's like 4 or 5.
Oh, I thought it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
So it's just like, it's a lot. And
don't forget Mariah Carey.
Oh my God. Like the Mariah Carey being one, like that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And our kids are 11 years old.
I don't know. Like for me, like a baby's always a blessing, but like, enough is also enough.
Yeah, there's 2 sets of twins in there.
Okay, well that helps bring it down. So that's like 9.
9
births.
10 with the baby Zion.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe like Zen. So like conceptions.
Yeah.
It's just it's like a funny joke. Like people are like, Nick Cannon like has so many babies, but like why does he have so many babies? Like for real.
I know. I would just love to hear his philosophy. I don't know. Maybe he's like, I think he has a podcast. Maybe he's spoken about it. Like maybe he loves his kids. Maybe his older kids are getting older and he loves babies. He loves being a father. Like I would love to just hear him speak on it. Like, and understand why he has so many kids and like what kind of father he is, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But if all of his kids would be like, Nick is the best daddy in the world, like, and right. they're all like happy and like, then the more the merrier.
No, that's fair. That's a fair statement.
So that's why I ask. Like, I just wonder what kind of dad he is and yeah. what his philosophy is on having kids. And if like he just happens to keep getting pregnant because maybe he's like against contraception.
Right.
Or if he's like intentionally getting pregnant because he loves being a father and he wants more kids and he loves family.
I don't know. It's definitely, you know, bizarre.
It's unique.
It's unique New York. I feel like people who have this many kids.
Get a reality show.
I feel 19 like, kids and counting.
I feel like you have to have 12 kids to apply to TLC. I don't think they'll take anything less than 12. It's not interesting.
Well, I don't know. They just took on the Culpo show and there are three girls, so.
But the interest comes from other places. You guys, who's so fucking excited?
No, John and Kate
show?
Plus eight. I think eight is probably the minimum.
Oh, and Octomom, eight.
Yeah.
Okay, eight.
Eight.
So if you ever really want a reality show, you got to have eight kids.
Well, I really don't want to have eight kids and I really don't want a reality show. So I'm so good.
But that's a message to all you out there.
Yeah. Looking for a reality show? Get pregnant.
Eight times.
Or with octuplets.
Octomom.
Yeah.
But that's not safe.
No, it's not.
No.
Did Octomom...
No.
She didn't?
No, I don't think so. I was actually just reading about her recently. She was like in the news for something, no?
Was she?
Yeah. A few months ago, but that's when I learned, because I hadn't thought about or realized before that like carrying eight
is like impossible.
Fetuses is impossible and it's unhealthy.
So what ended up happening? Because I saw a picture of her like fully pregnant.
The most famous, she has 14 children.
Wow.
Hmm.
Maybe she did give birth.
Yeah, I need her Wikipedia.
Yeah.
You know?
Does Octomom have a Wikipedia?
She does. She really does.
What's Octomom's full name?
Children. Her name is Nadia Suliman.
Let's start putting some respect on her name.
Yeah.
Is there an octo dad?
Fraternal twins. She did IVF.
So she intentionally had eight babies? Or it was
no,
just...
she was married in 1996. And then in 1997, she started IVF. In 2000, they separated. And in 2006, they filed for divorce.
No, I want to know about the babies. I think you meant the babies separated. What happened with the eight babies in the belly?
Oh, right. That's what I'm reading now. Okay. In 2009, she said she had six embryos left over from her previous IVF treatment. She explained that she requested... Okay. Blah, blah, blah. They have no fucking clue.
She has 14 kids. It sounds like she gave birth to all eight.
Yeah.
This is such a good episode. Like,
no, like, we can cut out the silence.
So good.
I guess I could find this another day, or you yeah. can sound write in the comments if you already know, or if you go find it. But sorry, that was like really confusing. There's a lot of embryos going on.
Not Wikipedia doing the least, and then like asking for money. You know, Wikipedia like always out here like with their hand out for like a dollar. Like, have some pride. Like in high school, I would like write my whole paper on Wikipedia and like not be able to use them as a source. I'm like, you didn't even help me, and like you want me to give you money?
Yeah.
It's like, you're literally, like, run some ads or some shit. Like, get like a business strategist. Like, why is Wikipedia always asking for money? Like, we're a non-for-profit. Why?
Run some ads.
Like, do you know how many ways there are to make money on
the
internet?
How many clicks Wikipedia gets a day?
Billions.
They're missing out on billions of dollars.
No, like, literally start a podcast. Like, do something. And like, seriously, like... Stop sitting out with your hand out. Like, it's embarrassing.
Or like, if you really want people to pay for your platform, then put it behind a paywall.
And if you really want people to pay for your platform, how about this? Like, why don't you change a policy where people can start citing you in their high school term papers, and then maybe I'll give you the dollar.
That's not a Wikipedia policy. That's a your teacher policy.
No, if Wikipedia could figure it out.
Is fake as fuck.
If Wikipedia could figure it out, I would give you a dollar. But I just want to say,
that would like, go against their whole model.
Here's something I'm extremely proud of. I have literally used Wikipedia many times in my life, and I've never given them a cent, and I never will, okay? I'm going to give my money to a worthy cause, okay? Like the Red Cross or Gift of Life.
Okay, thank you for that PSA.
I was thinking about that as I fell asleep the other day, like something I wanted to talk about on the toast. Like, why are they always asking for money? Like, for real, it's embarrassing for them.
It is embarrassing. And who's donating?
No, and it's like...
Who has donated to Wikipedia? Sound off in the comments.
No, don't. Because that's... Like, I'm embarrassed for you. Like, the way... And I'm sure people are like, Claudia, Wikipedia actually helps a lot of people. I'm sure they do. But I'm still going to make fun of them. Because, like, when you think about, like, Mark Zuckerberg, like, his platform is literally just as big as Wikipedia. And he, like... What do you get fined for, like, $56 billion the other day? And, like, it was nothing.
Drop
like,
in the bucket.
Yeah. So it's like... How are there like Mark Zuckerbergs and the man who started Wikipedia? Like,
hold on.
I bet you the man who started Wikipedia lives on the street. Like, for real.
Who started Wikipedia?
Somebody who obviously has no business acumen.
Larry Sanger and Jimmy Wales.
Oh, let me guess, actually. They live on a private island and their business is asking for money for people on the street. Like, that's just one of the things in the world that, like, it's one of the great wonders to me, like, how Wikipedia is always needing money.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. And, Jackie.
Also,
it's no, no. Okay. And what do they need money for? They literally, people on the internet update Wikipedia pages for free.
Yeah.
They don't have employees. They must not. Because people are always going into Wikipedia and being like, actually, Abe Lincoln's beard was cut in 1971, not 1972.
Yeah.
So it's like, you want money from the people. And then you also put the people to work.
Yeah. It's genius.
It's literal, like, what? I don't even know what the word is. It's like not communism. It's like you're stealing from the people and also making the people work for you.
Yeah.
Well, it's thievery.
Stealing from people. They're asking.
I need a documentary on Wikipedia because there's something ain't right there.
I agree.
Something ain't motherfucking right.
You're on to something.
Okay. I'm so glad we spoke about that. Like, not you asking me for money and then also putting me to work.
Yeah.
You know, I actually have a Wikipedia account.
Okay.
Because I...
Oh, we know.
Yeah, I wanted to update some of the facts on the Fresca Wikipedia page. And every time I would, like, go in, this, like, bitch from Sweden, like, would undo my work.
And she needs to experience Haggy.
I would delete, and she would go, and, like, I literally was getting into a fight with this bitch, and then they locked the Wikipedia page, and you can't edit the Fresca Wikipedia page anymore.
Let's go look.
Yeah, no, you really can't.
Let's go.
Because I just added that celebrity influencer and podcaster Claudia Ashray is obsessed with Fresca, and she like soon hopes to have a Fresca soda machine installed in her home one day. And this bitch kept taking it out, like I wasn't relevant enough for Wikipedia. Really? My username was like, you know what? Actually, give me your.
No, you can view the history.
View the history.
Oh my gosh. Like a really. Okay, wait. What? Oh wow. There's a lot of editing.
Give me.
Okay.
Oh my God, I forgot I did this. I'm like such a freak sometimes. No, not 2022.
You take your time. I'm going to figure out what happened. Talk to mom.
let's just sit here in silence and
Google.
Okay, older than 50. Wow, people have been updating it a lot in 2022. Okay, let me think about when I did this. It must have been.
She gave
birth. In 2019.
She did welcome octuplets. Oh my God.
Okay. Did you know that there's actually peanut butter in Fresca?
No.
No wonder why I love it so much.
Did you know that Octomom was already mom to 6 children when she gave birth to 8 little ones? I think the hardest part about having so many kids would be knowing what to name them.
100%, by the way.
Unidentified sperm donor for Octomom.
Oh my God. So Octodad is just walking around this planet?
Yeah. Oh my God.
No, it wasn't 2017. Oh my, there's also corn cheese in Fresca. That's disgusting. Oh my, not people fighting about politics in the Fresca. Because, you know, William Taft was like obsessed with Fresca. Yeah,
but were his politics like unsavory?
Right. And like someone said that Lyndon B. Johnson is a dumbass. Like people really genuinely like need to get a life. Like
we're the ones reading it.
No, wait, I need to find my back and forth fight with this girl. Wiki user, dating maintenance. Oh, in popular culture.
Wow, she delivered 8 kids.
She's a hero.
Oh my God.
Today's episode is just going to be called like research and development. Like, do you want to watch us research dumb shit?
Oh, and one of her kids is a vegan.
Wow.
And lives a healthy lifestyle.
That's huge.
He's been photographed with raw vegetables and beet juice all over his face as a kid.
I can't remember.
That's fucking crazy that that's in this article.
I genuinely cannot remember.
Do people have no scruples?
My username. Oh, shit. I locked the iPad. Oh, God. What's your password? I think I know. Got it. Okay. I think my username was like Smashly. Like I was like making shit up. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Because like I was going to be adding information about myself. So I couldn't be like, you know, Claudia Ashray added. Claudia Ashray.
The gorgeous Instagram star.
You know.
I feel like a lot of other podcasts, and we never really, like, we Google stuff sometimes, but if we don't find the answer in 2 seconds,
we move on.
But other podcasts, like, do sit and look for the stuff, and it's much more slow paced. So why not us? I got the answers I was looking for.
I didn't.
Maybe this would be a good time to tell you about the books I'm excited to read.
Okay, let's move on.
No, but this is going to be really good. I'll post a screenshot of my want to read list.
For sure. Happy for Nick Cannon.
Happy for Nick Cannon. He should call Octomom.
100%. He should call Octomom.
Next up, some more family news. The official best Halloween costume of 2022 has arrived. Mm-hmm. And it's Beyonce and Jay-Z's family as the Proud Family.
Proud Family.
Beyonce and Jay-Z treated fans to a rare family snap from this year's Halloween celebrations in which they were decked out in costumes from the Disney Channel animated show, The Proud Family.
It's amazing.
Beyonce posted it and captioned it from family every single day and night. And Beyonce is dressed as Sugar Mama and as Trudy Parker. So I guess there's like a little Photoshop happening. And Blue Ivy was dressed as Penny Proud, while her siblings, Rumi and Sir, were both dressed as Cece Proud and BB Proud, respectively.
No, like, Blue Ivy is Penny Proud.
This is...
It's the perfect costume.
The perfect costume.
It's well executed. It's a brilliant idea. It's, you know, on the nose in pop culture. It's perfection.
And if you told me, like, Beyonce is going to be Sugar Mama for Halloween, like...
You would say, did she put her foot in it?
Of course.
And she did. She put her foot
in. She put her whole foot into this whole costume, and so did the whole family. Even her doing double duty and photoshopping herself and on the other side.
We love a queen who knows how to use Adobe.
And it's, like, not a crazy photo shoot, you know? No, it's not hire, like, Terry Richardson.
It's not embarrassingly formal.
Like, right, like, it's a little pic art, you know, little word art.
Yeah, it's adorable, and she wins.
Wins.
Who did we have as, like, the winner previously before Beyonce showed up?
For this year?
Yeah.
There was someone that we liked.
Yeah, but, like, who did we say? The father-daughter?
Dion from Clueless.
Oh, sorry. I actually still think they win.
It's tied.
It's tied, but he wins.
Okay. You're all winners. Are you ready for a little more
Proud Family, they'll push your buttons. Me one and another. I don't think that's how it goes.
Isn't a Proud Family reboot or reunion coming soon?
Something. We reported on it, but I don't know if it ever came out.
Not yet, but I think it's in the works.
Maybe Beyonce's involved. She'll probably sing the theme. I'm sorry. I'm giving, like, nothing today. I want to apologize to everyone, but I've been giving my all, like, to everything. And I'm sorry. I feel, like, guilty that I'm being, like, so bad on the show.
You know what you need to do? You need to listen to your body and take a break.
100%. Well, you're trying to get me to run errands with you after this, and it's just, like, not going to happen.
That's not what I was trying to do.
Yeah, you were.
Don't mislead the audience.
That's what you're trying. Oh, and you, like, gave me a job. You're like, hey, can you do my laundry? Like,
I couldn't make it easier for you. I brought it to you, and then you're coming to me later. So, like, you can say no.
But is it Harry's laundry?
It's a mixture of ours.
Is it, like, Zach's dirty underwear?
Just me and Harry.
Okay, fine. Fine with me. Can I watch them separately or together?
All together. Okay. Just throw it all in. Are you ready for our next story?
I genuinely am.
Aaron Paul has filed to legally change his 7-month-old son's first and middle names. So 7 months after welcoming his bebe boy, Aaron Paul has reportedly filed a petition to change the little one's name. While the infant's legal name on his birth certificate is Casper Emerson, Paul has publicly referred to him as Ryder Caspian since his arrival in March, and thus they are changing it to Ryder Caspian. He said that we were required to give a name at the hospital and went with Casper Emerson, but we came up with a better, more suitable name, and we're going
to
change it.
So I feel like now it was, like, a good time. Like, this has opened the door for me to have a conversation with you.
I know what you're going to say. I could change. So Harry's name on his birth certificate is Harrison, but nobody calls him that.
No, and, like, honestly, like, it's so not him. Like,
I know.
He's a Harold or just a Harry. Like,
I know. No, seeing stuff like this, it's like,
it's not that big of a deal.
I wonder what the process is. I could look into it, but then it's like, his name is still Harry, no matter how you slice it.
No, for sure. And, like, you have all this, like, memorabilia, all these, like, tchotchkes, like, people got you, aunts, uncles, grandparents, like, chairs and toys and things. But, like, the way, I don't know Harrison. I don't know Harrison Weinreb if he smacked me between the eyes. But, oh, Harry Weinreb? Yeah, no, I know him. I fuck with Harry Weinreb. He's literally my best friend.
No, I know. I know.
So I just think, like, maybe this is a sign. Like, if Aaron Paul's doing it, Kylie's obviously doing it. Like,
what if Jackie O did it?
Just think about it.
I will think about it. It might have to be in a few months because I just got his passport. So I have to like wait till I get the passport and then like.
Is Harry going somewhere?
Harry is an international traveler.
Is he leaving the country anytime soon?
He will be. So it'd have to be after that
trip.
Oh,
right.
It would have to be after that trip so I could get a new, like
100%,
100%. When I'm going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
When I'm going to be stateside for a while.
Oh, not you, the jet setter.
Yeah, no, I'll be stateside for Q1.
Q1.
But who knows what could happen in Q2.
You know, I was talking to someone last night and I was like, oh, when is like something happening? And they were like, Q4. I'm like, you need to get a grip. Like,
are we on Zoom?
Q4? I'm like, just tell me when it is.
We're in Q4.
Of next year.
Oh.
Yeah. Ugh. It was just like, okay, it was Tyler.
I do like the Qs though.
It was Tyler.
It's a nice way to break up the year. It was Tyler C.
Yeah. So, like, it was fine because, like, when he said it, he was like, Q4, hey, want to get in bed with me? And I was like, oh, okay.
Let me get Theo.
Yeah, so I wasn't, like, that upset about it. I'm really not okay, like.
No, and I, like, not to put pressure on you, but, like, we kind of have a big weekend, so you should really rest up after.
That's what I'm trying to do. Yeah,
no, after this.
Honestly, like, and this is, like, a serious conversation. Like, today would have been a day, like, if I had a typical job. Like, I might have taken, like, a mental health, like, because I'm not sick. But I just don't feel, like, my best. Like, I feel like I could burst into tears at any moment, you know? But I put, you know, we put this show on our backs and I feel like every day we miss a show is like, I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate to miss a show. And people are like, yeah, I never knew. Yeah. Like, I hate to miss a show. But today, like, I woke up and my body was off. Like, I feel unbalanced.
Mm.
And someone would be like, you're pregnant. I have my period. Okay. Fuck off. I'm not pregnant. Okay.
Okay. Good thing the next two stories are.
Brought to you by Spritz Society.
Oh my God.
Something that always makes me feel balanced. And by the way, we have huge Spritz news.
We do. So tell them what you got to tell them and then I'll share my piece.
So Spritz Society is a canned cocktail beverage company that is very close to our hearts because we literally started it. Our whole family is involved. We've got amazing people involved in the company. As you guys know, Dear Media and Michael Bostick are recent investors. We've got professional athletes. We kind of have like a sickening, like, actually Forbes just like wrote about us. Like, we're kind of killing it. And so we know the Toasters have been so supportive of our brand and we're so appreciative. But we wanted to tell you that Spritz Society, in case you are new here, is an all-natural, recognizable ingredients. No, I just really botched that whole thing. Let me start over. Ben is going to kill me. Do it again. Spritz Society takes all natural, recognizable ingredients and packs them into a convenient, sparkling canned cocktail that makes you, that you can take anywhere. They're low-calorie, low-sugar drinks with 6% ABV that are guaranteed delicious. If you don't want to take our word for it, know that Spritz Society was just named the best canned cocktail by USA Today. It comes in 5 iconic flavors to choose from, grapefruit, blood orange, peach, which we have right here, pineapple, and lemon, so you really can't go wrong. So peach is our newest flavor. It is quickly becoming a crowd favorite. It's definitely one of my favorite. It actually tastes like a Snapple. I'm personally a grapefruit girly. You can actually shop on the website right now, our favorite flavors. Like, we're selling them as bundles if you're interested to know and what we like the best. And if you don't know what to try first, you can just get the variety pack, which has 8 cans of the 4 original flavors, which doesn't include peach, but all the other flavors. And then you can add peach to your cart to complete the whole set. So why people love Spritz, again, is because it's all natural. Like, if you read the ingredients on the back, like, it's literal English. It's not like crazy malt. And that's why we started this company, because, like, if you love hard seltzers, but they, like, have been starting to fuck with you, I can't drink hard seltzers. Like, it gave me diarrhea one time. My stomach was in so much pain. It's literally full of chemicals. Like, this is actually, like, just, like, ingredients, you know?
Mm-hmm. Natural ingredients. Recognize. That's where the recognizable ingredients.
So we have a code for you guys because you can try the iconic sparkling cocktails for 10% off by using code TOAST at spritzsociety.com. It's code TOAST for 10% off at spritzsociety.com. spritzsociety.com. Spritz society.com. Use code TOAST. And
in honor of my birthday this weekend, the collab of the century. Has arrived. Spritz X.
Say it again. You fucked it up with your throat.
Spritz X Redheads.
Oh, yeah.
Spritz and the Redheads are collabing for a sickening giveaway for my birthday. So this giveaway, there will be 3 winners. Each winner will win a signed Kindle that's preloaded with my 5 favorite books. Then also each book will pair with a 4-pack of Spritz, a book per flavor. And it is going on starting today. Probably once this episode drops, it will be live on Instagram. The way that you enter, I'll just tell you guys now, but it's all the info is on the Spritz and Redheads caption on Instagram, but you'll fill out the link in the Spritz bio, you'll like and tag two bookworms in the comments, and you'll get an extra entry when you reshare to your stories, and you must be 21 plus and based in the US. We'll share the winners on my birthday, and that
that's such a good giveaway.
Yeah, it's a great giveaway. And the books I chose are like my five favorite books. So if you're a new reader, it's a great way to get into reading. If you've been reading hardcovers and you're ready for a Kindle, like, enter. If sometimes you want a backup Kindle in your life, enter.
I do have a backup Kindle because Jackie was so generous and gave me her backup Kindle. Well, her backup Kindle.
Yeah.
And it's really nice because then I gave it to Ben, and like if my other one dies, it's nice.
So it's the Kindle Paperwhite, which we love. It's the best Kindle out there.
Agreed.
And it's going to be a great giveaway. So check it out on at Spritz and at the Redheads.
And use code TOAST if you're just looking for some beverages and you don't even know how to read.
Yeah. And you don't want to.
Yeah. Because fuck Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And their corporate agenda.
Did you ever find your edits to Fresca?
No. I will find them though. I need to comb through it. And I
post them to your story.
I need to do it on a computer.
Mm-hmm. Next story, Johnny Depp will make a guest appearance in Rihanna's Savage X Fenty show. Rihanna has reportedly enlisted the help of a very prominent A-lister to make her upcoming Savage X Fenty Volume 4 show the buzziest one yet. Johnny will be gracing the stage at the Lift Me Up Hitmakers upcoming show on November 9th, debuting on Prime Video. Sources told TMZ that the 59-year-old actor will not be strutting down the runway, but instead will feature in the show's star moments, which previously saw the likes of Cindy Crawford and Erykah Badu making cameos. He will be the first male to do so.
I'm so confused because, one, how do these two know each other?
Mm-hmm.
Two, you know, there's so much weirdness around the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp thing because obviously, like,
The verdict came down
and, like, awarded Johnny, period. But, like, that's, like, not been enough for some people. And I think, like, there was paperwork that came out afterwards that was, like, proving Johnny was abusive. Like, I don't know exactly. And so we know that. But I feel like a lot of people forget, like, Rihanna went through, like, a really public domestic violence thing with Chris Brown. So it's like she's a victim of domestic violence, and like the jury is not out, but like people still think like Johnny Depp was abusive, and like
do you
I don't
think
know.
That maybe Rihanna sees Johnny Depp as a victim of domestic violence.
That's what I think, but it's just like I was like I had to reread this headline like five times when I saw it yesterday on Instagram. I was like, what?
Yeah, apparently the article says that it was Rihanna's idea to have him in the show.
Yeah, so, like, maybe she, you know, recognized in him something she once saw in herself.
Maybe.
As, like, a connection. But
yeah, interesting. I hadn't realized that connection. I thought that maybe, like, you know, Johnny Depp, he's having a moment, like, and people really love him right now.
No, because, like...
And she's really on top of, like, the trends, and whoever's the it person of the moment, like, is always in her shows or attending. And so maybe she was, like...
I think it's deeper than that.
No, that's a good point that you raised.
Yeah. But, like, I'm still confused because, like, I'm not sure, like, where we as a society landed with Johnny Depp.
No, he is exonerated. Like, I think
not that, in everyone's eyes.
No, I guess there's stuff going around on TikTok, documents. Yeah. I haven't seen anything, but I would say, like, both of them hired incredibly thorough legal teams.
Mm-hmm.
The trial was incredibly thorough. There was no stone left unturned. If there were documents that would have proven Amber's innocence all along, like,
right.
How'd they just mysteriously turn up? We waited till they went through due process, and Johnny has been exonerated.
Yeah.
And he should be
act
back in
such.
Movies, like at whatever hiatus everyone put him on ice while they waited to find out, like he should be back to business as usual.
No, I agree. And I think maybe Rihanna would agree with you too.
Yeah.
Cause she's like putting him to work.
Was officially uncanceled.
Right. No, it's an interesting point.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Already? I was just starting to like feel better.
Usually the toast does rehabilitate you.
I know, but I'm telling you, there's like something abyssal off with me today.
Okay, that's fine.
And I apologize to everyone, I really do. But like, even, you know, superstar comedians have bad days.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills' Mauricio Umansky explains why his new series, Buying Beverly Hills, isn't on Bravo.
Sometimes it's a valid question.
It is. I hadn't thought about it, but it's like... I'm surprised that Bravo didn't make a show about the Umanskys sooner.
Or like if someone, if like a production company had the idea to make a show about the Umanskys and then went and shopped it around, like shouldn't like the right thing to do, like be bringing it to Bravo at least first, give them like the option to refuse?
Right. Because also that would be good for the show and the audience.
Yeah.
But actually, when it came time for Mauricio's powerful LA real estate company, the agency, to launch its own reality show, and many assumed it would be on Bravo, Mauricio explained why it was not. It had all to do with his company being, quote, a global brand. He said, we have 60 offices. We're in the middle of growing. We're continuing to grow. We're now in Europe. We actually just opened up in Amsterdam, which is where Netflix has their headquarters in Europe. Netflix is a global brand as well. It just made all the sense to be on Netflix.
It sounds like he's saying he's literally too big for Bravo.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, Netflix is much bigger than Bravo, and even though it might feel like a slight that Bravo passed on his show, it's like maybe Bravo wanted it and Netflix wanted it, and he's like, we're going with Netflix.
No, maybe they didn't even take it to Netflix. I mean, to Bravo.
Yeah.
Sounds like they had bigger and better ideas for it from the get.
It's not like his show ended up on Oxygen.
No, and they've been on this, LOL, they've been on Bravo for so long, and like they know like the ratings, even for a good season, like they go down every year. Like, cable is very much a thing of the past. So they know firsthand how Netflix, you can't even compare the number of people who watch Selling Sunset to the people who watch
Million Dollar Listing.
Right.
Agreed. Also, this is great for both audiences. Mm-hmm. I think if Mauricio is really successful and people love the show, that will make them want to watch Beverly Hills and see more bits of Mauricio and his family.
That's true.
And this will also make Beverly Hills watchers want to go to Netflix and see Mauricio. They love him.
Yeah.
This is a rising tides raise all tides situation.
It's a rising tides raise all tides situation. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. And good for him. Like, Netflix is massive. I hope the show does really well. And they love a glitzy reality show.
Glitzy, rich, Beverly Hills. Yeah, it's agreed.
So, it'll be cool.
Thank you for putting up with me today and kind of carrying the show. I'm really not okay. And I hate to, like, keep bringing it up. I just want to let everyone know, like, I'm normally so funny. Like, if this is your first episode, like,
come back on Monday.
Come back on Monday. And, like, I'm going to give you everything I've got.
Can't wait.
And by the time we come back on Monday, Jackie will be back in Florida, which is so fucking sad.
And I'll be 30.
And you'll be 30. And so, like, what do you think that's going to look like?
I think it will be the same, because I think I'm ready to turn 30, you know? Ready to turn 30.
I think you're ready, too. To me, honestly, you are 30. Like, the fact that you're 29, like, you're so young. Do you know what I mean?
Thanks. Yeah.
Like, you're 29, like, you have a baby and, like, a house.
But what's so crazy is, like, compared to the rest of human history, like, I'm 29, I have one baby.
Jackie, if you, like, start comparing your life, timeline to human history, like, you have a problem.
Yeah. But things are also different than human history, you know? People are living longer.
Yeah. I just don't think like that's, like, a good, you know, like, litmus.
Than they did in the BCs.
Yeah.
No, it's not a good litmus. No, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. It's good, just dude. It's just like,
because it sounded like you were complaining.
No. It's just funny how times change so much. Like,
yes,
100 years ago, if I was 29, like if I got married at 26, it's like old maid. Who's
spinster.
The old maid? Even you married at 23.
Spinster.
We didn't know if she was going to make it.
It's so true. Well, that's our show. And hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Thank you so much for listening to the Toast the Planet Morning Show, where you deliver the best stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So watch this on YouTube. Please don't forget to subscribe to the video. Thumbs up, more awesome animals, my guys, and where my guys can be found. So it's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where we listen to podcasts. Find us, the Toast, and leave a 5-star review about how wickedly talented we are.
Wickedly.
Hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Stay safe. Get lit. Wish Jackie O a happy birthday on Sunday. And we'll see you back on Monday. Bye.